I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Oh my god. Hackers. It's been so long, and I tell you what happened. Last time I was recording a podcast, I was walking home, and then I had my phone in my hand. A person came up behind me on his bike, snatched my phone out of my hand, and rode off. That was 26 days ago, and I just got a new phone yesterday. It's been the biggest mess around with the insurance company, but finally it's here. Oh my goodness. Oh my god, honestly. I could go on about that story, but look, that can be a story for another day. What I wanted to speak to you about is some things I have been learning in these last 3.5 weeks of no phone. And yesterday, day before, we were out of toothpaste. So at the moment, my brother and sister-in-law and their 3 kids, they've been staying with me for the whole lockdown. It's been absolutely amazing. And they're moving out this week. And to say that I am mildly upset, oh, would be kind of an understatement. I will definitely miss having them here. So the other morning we were out of toothpaste, and so I was like, okay, I'll go get some. What flavor do you like? And my brother mentioned to me about this one, cinnamon one, and then my sister-in-law said she doesn't really like the cinnamon one, she prefers the mint one. And then the kids have their own. And she's like, but do you know what? Here, I'll give you my card. You can go and get one for us and then get one whatever you like. And I'm just like, do you know what? Don't worry about it. I've got this toothpaste situation. So I went and I just thought to myself, look, I am a grown-up now. I am a grown-up. This means I can buy whatever I want. If I want to buy 3 flavors of toothpaste, buy, you know what? I am going to. I earned this money with my own hard work. Like, you know, this is the thing about being an adult and taking responsibility for your life that I love so much. You write the rules. You write the rules for what is okay and what is right in your life. When you're a kid, all this stuff gets decided for you. You're told this and that. You don't get to make very many decisions. But when you're an adult, you get to make the choices for yourself. And it is the most empowering thing. It's absolutely amazing. I was driving home the other day, and on the back of this bus, it says, adulting is hard. We take the stress out of it for you, or something. And it was like investments, superannuation, and insurance. Like, they take care of all of that stuff. Oh my god, there's 100, all of a sudden 100 trucks driving past my house. Not normally so many trucks. And I'm like, that is such a great idea. That is such a great idea. But at the same time, adulting doesn't have to be hard. Like, I feel like the word adulting has such a negative kind of thing, like, oh, you know, I don't want to adult today and all this kind of thing. It's like, you've decided in your mind that the type of adult that you have to be is one that you don't like being. Like, I know that we all need to have a break from stuff sometimes and we have to do hard things sometimes. But to me, making decisions for your own life is the most empowering thing. Like, you're literally writing the story of your life with every single decision you make. I just wrapped up my 75 hard challenge 2 weeks ago. And let me tell you that change is all about just a daily habit. It's just about making or changing one daily habit, and then you add another one if you want to later. But that is where the change begins just with your daily habit. So when you make a decision for yourself, every single decision counts as something. And now this may sound overwhelming, but that depends on how you want to look at it. Do you want to look at it as overwhelming and, oh my God, if I do this and that equals this? Or do you want to look at it as exciting and be like, holy shit, do you know what? If I meditate today and tomorrow and the next day, I'm going to reduce the stress levels and the cortisol in my body so much that I could get back the pigment in my hair. My hair could stop going gray and start returning. Like, oh my God, I know that sounds far-fetched, but listen to me. It is true. It happens. I could reduce the stress levels in my body so much that I'm now not snapping at my kids all the time and I'm enjoying them and I am enjoying the moment with them. I have reduced the stress levels in myself so much that now we've been struggling to get pregnant for 3 years and they're finally, like, I'm not saying I'm pregnant, but like, this is a thing. These are things that happen when you reduce the stress, the cortisol in your body. Cortisol, stress, it is fucking your life up. Anyways, I'm just saying, I'm like going on a different tangent. I'm just, what I'm saying is every decision you make creates the life, like you're designing your life by your decisions. So you know those times when you're like, oh, what are we going to have for tea? Like, what are we going to eat? And then it takes forever. Women, I'm looking at you, how it's like so hard to make a decision where you're going to eat. It's not because you, how about you look at it in a different way? Instead of being like, oh my God, so many options, but what do I feel like and blah, 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 and getting, I feel like it's because everyone just gets in their head and starts thinking like so many options and stuff, rather than being in their body and feeling what their body would actually like. How about you feed your body what it wants and not what you think it wants? Does that make sense? So there's so much empowerment in taking responsibility for yourself. I've had people in my world try and tell me how to be, try and tell me that dressing a certain way, speaking a certain way, acting a certain way, not dressing a certain way, not acting a certain way, doing things, not doing things, how I spend my Friday night, like they've tried to tell me how to do that. Like, I cherish the input of the people around me. I do. However, it is still my life. It is still your life. And you've got to make a life that you design, that you want for yourself. And the only person who can help you get that is you. You can't be always being mothered or fathered by someone else and being told how to live your life based on what they want, based on what they think is best for you, based on what they see in you and not necessarily how you feel about you, not what you see in you, not what you want for you, not your deepest desire, not the deepest desires of your heart. I feel like I'm not completely free of that yet. I'm still definitely very much affected by, actually, I don't want to say very much affected. I can be affected by what other people think of me, but not to the extent of I have in the past. And when I start to take more, like, think about why I do the things I do, why certain things are important to me, look into your own archetype, your personality traits, do those quizzes, find out who you are as a person, what is it? Sometimes it's hard for us to identify things within ourselves. And so it is great to have feedback from other people. Already, like, I know I've just been saying that you need to take responsibility for yourself, but there is definitely a time and a place where you can receive feedback from other people without it being controlling and while it just being coming from a good place of, not control, basically, just not control. So what I wanted to get at in this podcast, here we are, 9 minutes in, is that you are every little decision that you make. That is pretty much what you become. Each daily habit makes up who you are. if you're a person who trains every day, you will definitely have the physique of a person who trains every day. If you are a person who meditates every day, you'll be a person who has that peace of a person who meditates every day. If you're a person who does online gaming every single day, you will be good at online gaming. You may not be as good at communicating with people. Whatever it is, every single thing, every single habit that you have, daily habit, what you put into your body, what you eat, what you drink. God, if I could, I look back at those days when I used to drink energy drinks like Rockstar. I used to love that green Rockstar. It tasted like Double Black, Smirnoff Double Black to me. It was so good. And then Mother and stuff. But now if I smell that stuff, I'm like, holy crap. What was I putting into my body? You know, like I want to take care of this body. I want it to have the best. I want it to feel the best. I want it to carry me, this myself for a long time in really good health and be able to do things like chase my nieces and nephews around and go on hikes and be able to bend and stretch and jump and all the things I want it to be able to do. Maybe those aren't things that you really care about. Maybe those aren't important to you. Maybe you just don't want to have pains in your joints. Maybe you don't want to have constant headaches. Maybe you don't want to smell bad due to ulcers from skin rubbing together. Just things like that. Like, you decide every single day, you make a decision. And I was speaking to one of my brothers yesterday, and he said, it still blows me away that people will say, even though something they know is not good for them or it's not good in general, but they feel like it or they want it, how they still don't have enough self-discipline to look past what may temporarily feel good but maybe detrimental in the long run. Like, it is self-discipline. This is why I did 75 Hard, to cultivate better self-discipline, to cultivate a strength of mind, a strength of my spine, really. And just a knowing that I could accomplish anything. And I really believe that has helped me so much. Absolutely it has. But it come down to daily habits and changing my daily habits. And when I saw something that I might want, like, what I want? What would I want? That was not necessarily good. Maybe I wanted to have a drink. Maybe I wanted to have a glass of wine. But I had already made the decision that no, I'm doing 75 days. And part of those 75 days is no alcohol. So it doesn't matter if that's what I want. This is a decision I have made. And I have made this decision based on the fact that I want to be stronger within myself. So therefore, no, I'm not going to fuck this up. I'm not going to go and give in to the temptation of having this drink. I'm not going to just feed that temporary feeling for the sake of what? For the sake of what? Because everything you say yes to is you saying no to something else. If I was to say yes to that glass of wine, that would be saying no to my desire for my self-discipline, for my journey to getting my abs, for all the reasons that I started doing 75 Hard. And those are bigger things to say no to than the what I want to drink. But why? But why? What are you saying yes to? And at the same time saying no to something else? Or vice versa, what are you saying no to and saying yes to? Like, because every time you give one of those yes or no, you're saying the opposite to something else. So you just decide. And let me tell you that it doesn't have to be a hard thing. It's not just has to be a heavy trip. It can be an absolutely liberating and empowering thing that you have now decided, no, this is how I want my life to be. This is how I want to be. This is what it is. Now, I'm not saying this isn't easy and this is a walk in the park. Like, fuck off. It's called 75 Hard for a reason. 75 Hard because it's not easy. And I'm not here trying to tell you to do 75 Hard. What I'm here to say is you can design your life. You can design your life, and that starts with saying yes to one thing and no to something else. So every decision you make is a is a type of design. It's designing a kind of life, and especially when those become daily habits, like going to a certain job, like doing your gardening. If you decide to do your garden every day, then obviously your garden is going to bloom. If you leave it, it'll become the opposite of blooming. You know, it could die. It could just become overrun with weeds, whatever it is. You make your choices. And yeah, I'm sure you must get what I'm saying. I must say, I really, really missed you, and I have missed so much recording this podcast. And I know that toward the beginning of the podcast, I did say to you guys, I want to do more interviews. And that's what the podcast is about. It's about getting other people on and sharing their lessons as well. I can only learn so much from my own life. There's other things I can learn from everyone else. And I'm just really excited. I'm in the works right now, organizing some more interviews so that you guys can hear of other things other people have overcome and how they've become hacked as by different ways in their life. So I hope you've all been keeping well, and I'm so glad to be back. And I just want you to remember that a completely different life, the life that you want, is just one daily habit away. It's just about making a decision, saying yes to something and no to something else. And it's so exciting. It is so exciting that you now have responsibility of yourself. You are responsible for your life and no one else. You are the one who's responsible, and that means you can do whatever you want. You can be whoever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do, and that's all down to you. You have that power, and that is just so incredibly exciting. I'm going about my day. I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad to talk to you guys, and I'll talk to you so soon. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.